Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All right, everybody. Well, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
Pastor Dab.
And we can't forget about our favorite engineer, Alan, over there. Alan!
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for always making us sound so amazing. Oh, my gosh. You are so awesome. One of the best engineers I know. So thank you so much, Alan, for all you do to help us on Radio Land.
Yes.
And like we do every single week, we start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So go ahead and take it away, Pastor Dab.
Well, hello out there to everybody in Radio Land. We come today to give God honor, glory, and praise. We come today to tell God thank you. Hallelujah, because God allowed us to wake up and be here in the land of the living another day. Hallelujah. So for this, we just want to tell God thank you. And God has a purpose for each and every one of your lives because you're still here. So let's work on fulfilling our purpose today. Take time out to enjoy the goodness of God. Don't be so busy trying to do everything in one day. Try to be in the moment. Try to do things where you can create memories. Take time out to talk to God. Take time out to listen and get your instructions. Don't try to do everything in one day. So our scripture today is going to come from Matthew 6 and 34. And it says, so don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. Amen. So we just want you to, the word for today is just live for today. Take your time. Take time out to enjoy the goodness of God. Take time out to be with the people that you love. Don't get so busy and don't be so distracted that you don't seek the face of God, that you don't take time out and intentionally plan to have your time planned. You plan for everything else. You have doctor's appointments. You have to take kids to school, soccer practice. You just run all day long. But just take some time out to have some quiet time. Every day, take that time out. Schedule it in if you have to rest in God, to draw nearer to God. Find your place of peace in God and your happy place in God. And take time out for others because people need people. And we are here to be a blessing to others and to love our brothers and sisters. So take time out. Spend time with people, your friends, your family. And most importantly, don't forget to take the time out to spend with God. Amen? So I love you. Take it away, Star. Have a blessed and awesome day.
All righty. Take time out to spend with God, your friends, your family, and people that you love. And this should never be a question mark there of, you know, how much time you are going to spend with your family or your friends, or if you did that or not, because it should be something that happens on the daily, you know, spending time with God, spending time with our family and our friends. And, you know, and Mary Kay, we always said God first, family second, and career third. And it truly is that way, you guys. You have to learn how to live your life in a life of balance. And balance does not always mean equal, but if you do keep your priorities in order, it does really, I believe it helps to set the tone for a peaceful, harmonious atmosphere in your home and your lives and with your children. And, you know, I hope you guys have had wonderful summers, and I know school is about to start back up now, and I hope that you guys have were able to have that quality time with your children. For those of you whose kids were out for the summer, and hope you were able to create wonderful memories, and just, you know, those are the things that count. You know, only what we do for Christ will last, and it's those memories that we spend with our families that they can look back on and they can say, this was the best family vacation ever. Or they can look at those pictures or those videos and and see the love that was shared at that time. And so I hope you guys were able to create some beautiful memories. I know we have had a lot of beautiful memories this summer right at home, and watching Gabriel be able to swim and for him to be able to enjoy his own backyard in a way that he has never been able to in this way before. And so we're just so thankful to the Lord for that. But creating memories is so important, and I just hope and pray that you guys were able to do that. And me and Mommy watched this crazy movie. It was called Otherhood, The Otherhood on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it talks about how one of the children just felt like their parents weren't really there for them. You know what I mean? And I always pray, like, oh my gosh, how horrible of, you know, that would feel like a nightmare to wake up 20 years later and feel like I wasn't there for my child as a child, you know? And I know everybody has different childhoods, but watching these two different movies, actually we watched three different movies, and they all basically had the same underlying theme of the parents not being there or not being emotionally there for their children. And how these kids, their happiest moments were with other families. And I just think, oh my gosh, how sad would that be for you to wake up 20 years later and realize that your kids were happier when they were over at the neighbor's house than they were when they were with you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, as a parent, Alan, I know you have boys, and I know that you guys it seems like your house is happy, your kids bring people home. I mean, can you imagine that, for your kids to say, I was happier over here than there? It seems like your kids are just really well-balanced, and you guys got lots of love and everything flowing through there. Can you imagine them being happier someplace else? I know I can't. So that really just touched my heart when I seen that this week. So I hope you guys are getting ready for back to school with all of the great things that come with it, all the school shopping and all the stuff. I know when we went to Kohl's, the racks were empty. So we know you guys have been doing a lot of back to school shopping. But I want to give you guys some tips as you go back to school, some things that might be able to help you, for all, especially for our parents that have children with special needs. And one of the things that you have to do is you have to be intentional about the goals that are being set for your child. And so one of the things that we already have specific goals in mind. So when the therapists come into the school and we start our new school year, we already have goals as a family that we want Gabriel to focus on. And then they can become a part of those goals as well. And so that's what I really want you guys to hear, not the other way around, because a lot of times they have goals that they're going to set, but their goals might not be the same as your goals. And from our experience, when everybody has a different set of goals, the child just becomes more confused and nothing really gets accomplished. And I can remember that happening with Gabriel when we were in the public school system, and that the IEP said one thing, the behavioral therapists were doing another thing, and we were trying to do another thing at home, and everybody was just on different pages, and Gabriel just ended up getting so confused. He just shut down and didn't do anything, you know? And so do you remember that time, Mommy, when that happened with Gabe? Well, we were working on sign, and they were starting to work on the pecs, and then they were trying to transition to iPad, and, you know, and everybody was doing it differently. And then his little brain just shut down and just like, I'm not doing nothing.
It was confusing to him. It was so confusing to him. And I think now when everybody's on board doing the same thing, and we can all be on one accord, then you feel like you're fitting in and you're getting it. You can get it then.
Yeah.
But it's just too much coming in at one time, from three or four different directions. Nobody was on the same page. I think that's the key. Staying on the same page so that your kid can get to the next level.
Right. And I think that you, parent, you set that page. So make sure that you have some specific goals and things that you want to work on with your child in the home that can transfer into the school, because those overall skills will continue to make them have an overall better life And when you're working on those skills in the home that transfer to school, it'll be a blanket across the board, and make sure the therapist and everybody is just on one page, on the same page. And I think that'll help a lot. So I want you guys to keep that in mind when you send them back to school. It's an exciting time. Some parents are celebrating, some are crying, you know. But it, you know, what makes it more frustrating for the children, I believe, is when everybody's not on the same page and they're expected to be this way at school, be this way at home, be this way with the therapist. So if you can get everybody on the same page, it just really helps to keep them learning more effectively. And just overall, it's just a better process. So one of the things that helps is if you invite your therapist to come into your IEP meetings. And a lot of times the school, if you let them know or ask them, they are more than happy to allow different therapists to come into the IEP meeting so that everybody can be on the same page. And that's when we started to do that, things got better for us with Gabriel and in the school system. So, and that's what it's all about. It's about making sure that they are able to learn and that they're able to maximize their learning through their individual education plan. So that's just a tip from us to you, and I hope it helps you guys. Our Sunlight Christian Academy school, our private school, is growing leaps and bounds. We're super duper excited about all the growth that we're having, and we're excited about being able to serve children and families that have children with special needs, and it's really awesome. We're just excited about everything that God is doing and all the beautiful families that he's sending to our school. And we're just excited about helping people and helping the children that normally would fall through the crack. And so we're excited about that and excited about getting you guys information, especially information that comes with their education, because their education is such a huge part of their life. We want you guys to be informed of your different options. And so we talked a little bit about public school, private school, and homeschool, and I know we've done different series on that, and you'll be able to go back and find those on our YouTube page. But in a couple of weeks, on the 24th, we're going to have Step Up for Students to come on, and they're going to be talking about the different grants and funding opportunities. So just in case you guys, one option may not work, then you can always have different alternatives and, you know, have a backup plan in your mind. Like, if this doesn't work out, then I am going to go to plan B or plan C. You understand what I'm saying? So nothing is permanent. You guys have choices, and the goal is to find the right fit for your child so that they feel safe and they feel like they're in a place where they can get educated, and you see the progress and they can get educated properly. Okay. So you guys be tuned and looking out for the 24th, and tell your friends and family to tune in so that they can hear about all the new funding opportunities and grants that have come through for Step Up through for Students. And we'll have Melissa on sharing all that great information. So we're super duper duper excited about those things, and just excited about having a winning year this year, you guys. I wrote that song, I'm Ready to Win, from Gabriel, taking 18 months to learn how to put a ball in a container. And, you know, that song means so much more to me than people know, because when you watch your kids struggle to do something that most kids can pick up and do pretty easy, in the back of your head, you wonder, are they ever going to get it? Is he ever going to be able to do this simple thing? And when you see them finally reach that milestone, you know that they can do it. It might take them a little longer, but they can win. And I tell you guys that to stay encouraged no matter what's going on your journey. It might take your child a little bit longer, but they can win. And so, Alan, would you go ahead and pull that song up? We want to hear, Are You Ready to Win? Because we're ready to win over here.
Yeah.
So we want to hear that.
Are you ready to win? I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to win? I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to win?
to win.
Alrighty, you guys, ready to win. We are so ready to win. Yes, yes, yes. Every time I hear that song coming out of the airwaves, it just brings a smile to my face because it took so much to get to this place, you guys. And we are definitely helping families and children with special needs to be able to win and to be able to live their best life. And, you know, it just comes down to making a decision on what are you doing right now? What are you doing to be happy? What are you doing to set the tone for your atmosphere? Are you waiting for something to change or are you changing? You know, and I think it's so important for all of us to be the change you want to see. We always hear that. But if you want something to change, we have to change it. And we've got to keep a good attitude in the process. So, yeah. So true. And so I'm excited about, you know, school getting started back up. I'm excited about our children having a great school year. And I'm excited about all the great things that are going to happen for this year. Something about a new school year that, you know, people get super duper excited about. But I was in Walmart the other day and I met this one family on the bread aisle. And I asked, I said, are you excited about going back to school? He said, I'm scared. I'm going into high school. And you could tell he seemed like he had autism. And he was saying that he was a little scared to go to high school. And, you know, I think we have to be sensitive to that, too, that some it's a scary time for our kids, too, you know, for them to go into the unknown and for them to continue to, you know, especially when they're starting new schools or going into new classes, they still feel that those little jitters. It's almost like, you know, you might have felt when you started a new job or if you had to do your first presentation or something, you know, our kids are not exempt from that feeling, you know. And he said he was a little nervous about going into high school. And I said to him, oh, don't you worry about a thing. You're going to do just great. And he's like, okay, you think so? I'm like, I know so. You're going to be just fine and you're going to do great. And so even our kids, they need that encouragement. They need to know that things are going to be okay. And I think with everything that's going on in the schools, I think it's really good for parents to have one of the things that we used to do every day when I came home from school is we sat around the table and we did like a little table time and that was our talk every night. And, you know, those are just great things that you could incorporate into your daily routine with your kids. Everybody sit around the table and that's your quality time and you're talking to each other. Put your cell phones down and let's talk to one another so that we can see how was your day? How was your day? My mom used to ask me that every day. How was your day? What did you do today? Did you have any homework? What, you know, because she worked 40, 50, 60 hours a week. So she was gone by the time I left to go to school, she was gone. When I came home from school, she was still working. So that little time that we had every single day, it wasn't like it was a lot of time, but it was impactful because tired or whatever, we still sat down together as a family and ate dinner, and we talked mm-hmm. about our day. And I think that is so, so key, because then what happens is you feel like you can talk to your parents and your children, and you can keep those open communication, that open communication. So if I didn't have a good day, she knew about it. And she also knew, okay, this is what we're going to do, so you'll have a good day tomorrow. If I didn't feel good about a test, or if I didn't feel like I got treated fairly by a teacher, she knew about all those things. And I think that those are just some good practices, for parenting, especially if you have kids that are verbal. So with Gabriel, he's nonverbal. So, we have to a lot of times depend on look at the notes of the children, the books that they send home. We used to have to look at the notes and play the guessing game when he was not at our own school. But now we don't have to do that anymore because we're all hands on deck, But that's why it's so important to ask a lot of questions. It's important to be visible as possible, especially when you have children that have special needs that are nonverbal and you can't have that verbal conversation with. And I just think it's important to keep the lines of communication open. And that's what we try to do always. You want to keep the lines of communication open with the school, with the teachers, and with your child. Because special needs are non, you are still their parent. You're their number one advocate. You're their number one fan. You're their number one friend. You're their number one supporter as their parent. And I think when they know that they got their parent on their side, it really, they know that mommy's there, daddy's there, you're going to be all right. It's going to be all right because they're not going to let nothing happen to me. And I think that that's really, really key. So having those open lines of communication, having a specific, a time that you guys talk every day, that I think when you start your school year off like that, and when you just take time to do that every day, it definitely keeps a beautiful love and communication flowing through the household. And I think that that's one of the reasons why me and mommy just still have such a beautiful relationship, because we always have from when I was a little girl.
We still have our table talk. We sit at the table, we talk, we plan what we plan for the day. We sit there and plan what we're going to do for the day and, outline things. Mm-hmm. And we still have our table talk, and mm-hmm. that's something you can instill into your children, And I used to always go into the school. Did the teachers, I took it from the teachers. Did the teachers treat you nice? Was anybody trying to bully you? Did anybody try doing anything to you? I just asked a lot of questions. I did that on a daily basis. I never took mm-hmm. one day out off duty to not ask my child how her day went at school. And I think that's our responsibility as a parent to make sure our kids are safe and that they don't have any hurt and harm and fear in their hearts, that they can go and develop and become, respectable individuals in the community, and that we can see growth mm-hmm. In them and put them in a place where they don't have to be in harm's way around bullies. And, we just want the best for our children. And so just staying close to them and connected to them and not being so busy where we overlook the signs,
Yeah. Especially if your kids are verbal. There's no, you guys talk to your kids. Don't talk to everybody and then not talk to your kids. You know what I mean? So, and people like me that have a child that is nonverbal, you don't know how blessed you are to be able to talk and have a conversation with your child. So for us, we count our blessings, but I tell you what, it's nothing like being able to hear your child say, "I love you" back, and to be able to have a conversation with your child. That has to be one of the most precious things in the world. So, anyway, you guys, we hope you enjoyed the show today, taking time out for God, your family, and keeping your priorities in order and, really setting that time aside for your children when they go back to school every day to keep those open lines of communication open. And if you have a child that has special needs, make sure that you have your plan before going back into school so that the school can get on board with what you have. And don't forget, when you have your IEP meetings, to invite the ABA therapist, the speech therapist, any therapists that are special in your child's education, make sure you invite them along to participate. So you've been listening to Ready to Win. This is Star.
Pastor Dab.
And we are so thankful to you guys. Stay tuned, and we are
ready to win. Bye now.
listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.